what a magnificent win. Let's hope it doesn't get taken from them. That won't, though. It won't. I know that Red Bull Racing are in there, and they've got another extended period to put in their protest.
Till today.
But the celebrations have been big, I'm sure. Will Davison and Jonathan Webb. Jonathan, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Well done, mate. I know you're the team owner as well, so it's outstanding what happened.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant week, and obviously coming off the back of a Bathurst win, it's, you know, both as a driver and as a team owner, it's, you know, it's something, you know, we've now been able to tick off the bucket list and move on. Look forward to the Gold Coast coming up.
Hey, Jonathan, watching that coverage, I can't believe you were out the back having a sleep when all hell was breaking loose on the track. They woke you up soon enough.
Yeah, it'd been a long week already, and a pretty stressful situation. We'd been in a similar position in 2014 where we'd been winning the race most of the day and looked like we were going to come home with a trophy, and right towards the end, it wasn't to be. So nerves were sitting running wild, and I thought, you know, best thing is, nothing I can do sitting in the garage stressing myself. Can't put my feet up out the back, relax with the family, and chill out for a bit.
Mate, it's a small team that you've got, and obviously it's not a cheap industry that you're in, so it's nice that you're investing your money and you've got a fast car. How hard is it with the smaller team?
Yeah, it's been tough. We're one of the smallest, one of the newest teams in supercars, but bit by bit, we've just been growing and becoming more competitive to obviously get ourselves to the level where we are now. It's been tough, but it's sort of showing that, you know, supercars are categories growing from strength to strength in the last couple of years, and you know, been fortunate as a team to be able to grow alongside.
Mate, tell us about how, I mean, obviously to do battle. I think Will told us there was something like six or seven in your team compared to, you know, like hundreds in some of the other big teams.
Yeah, we generally travel with a crew of sort of 10 or 12 people right. for a race weekend. And you'll find, you know, most of the teams are probably sort of double that size or beyond, depending on how many cars they're running. So yeah, we're one of the few single car teams, and one of the smallest group of guys as well.
And the Bathurst race itself, mate, there was all that carnage towards the end, the safety cars, and really you didn't lead throughout the race, so you just had to hang in there. You knew you were fast.
Yeah, it's exactly right, and you know, it's sort of the old saying with Bathurst, you know, you don't want or need to win the first lap. You know, you've got to be there towards the end, and you know, make sort of 100, 120 laps, stay out of trouble, just push on and try and have yourself in a good position with, you know, fuel and tyres and all the other things to get yourself to the end. And, you know, we knew that. We knew we didn't start in the best position, but, you know, we did have a quick car, and Will and I just pushed on during the day and didn't put a mark on it, looked after fuel and tyres where we could, and, you know, we ended up in a good position at the end.
Jonathan, how hard is it to try and get the finance together to become an owner of a team and get the team up and running?
Yeah, it's a tough industry, as you said before. It's very expensive, and it gets more expensive every year as as the competition raises in the category. You know, you just need more money to try and keep up the rest. So, yeah, obviously winning events like we just have, we've had a good couple of years in the past with some good championship results. And you know, as we grow and get more professional and win some more races, then that in an ideal world brings more support from sponsors to try and step up.
Does much change from this year to next year with you? I mean, I know there is going to be a change of not so much category, but the cars are going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the rules and regulations are always evolving as, things change. We've brought on some new manufacturers a couple of years ago. There's options to change engines and different specifications coming in the next year or two as well.
Yes.
But right now for us, you know, we can run exactly what we've got and what we'll run Bathurst with for at least another 12 months. And
okay.
Yeah, we'll just evaluate how things change from there.
And, mate, I know you're sick of answering this, but are you worried about what happens later on today? They've extended the deadline. It looks like Red Bull's working on an appeal.
Yeah, obviously, Red Bull need to do what they need to do to try and put on a good show and try and get themselves back towards the front and get some more points back if they can. But, I'm not concerned. As far as we're concerned, we've won the race. We've got the trophy and we'll enjoy it for the next 12 months.
Exactly.
Can I ask a bit of a novice question here, Jonathan? Sorry. With the redress, right, how Jamie was slowing, right, to let McLaughlin go past him. But that doesn't mean you can stop everybody else from going past you, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And then that's obviously what all the debate's about. There.
Yeah, so that's right.
You say you can't, but we'll soon see what the officials think.
Yeah. Because that's what it appears happened to me. being a knob.
Well, Garth in the end was...
You've got the initial incident.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got the secondary incident as well. So both things to be evaluated for the guys at the top.
And in saying that, his penalty's from the initial incident, isn't it? Not the second
That's exactly right.
Oh, well, they'll fight that out in the stewards' room, mate. We just wanted to say congratulations.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Build up to the Gold Coast. There's plenty of concrete up there as well, mate.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough track. You know, the Bathurst is a tough one for its own reasons, and Gold Coast is a tough one for others, and including some concrete walls that are right alongside you the whole way around. But it's a place where both Techno and myself have had success in the past with our previous driver Shane. We won a couple of races last year and the year before that. So, you know, obviously, Will and I are on a high from Bathurst and extremely confident that we can win a few surfboards coming next weekend as well.
Good on you, mate. It was a magical weekend for you guys. Well done. Thanks for your time.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Jonathan Webb.